Countdown is freezing the prices of basic food items again this winter. They did it last year for 500 items. This year, they're doing it for 300. With me now is Consumer New Zealand CEO, John Duffy. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you. Is it a good list or a bad list? Have they got enough of the basics in there?
Oh, look, it's not bad. I think it's a bit better than last year's. I think they've obviously learned from some of the mistakes around, stocking it up with lots of different herbs and spices and not getting enough basics in there, but it's a bit light on fruit for my liking. I think fruit and veg would a few more fruit and veg in there would be good to see.
Yeah, they've only got two veggies. They've got a pack of mushrooms at $4, a 4 kg bag of potatoes at $10. What fruit have they got?
Actually, I'm not sure. I haven't seen that there's actually any fruit other than tin tomatoes.
Okay. I see foodstuffs. So Countdown's doing it, but foodstuffs will not be drawn on whether it's going to do it. Do you think it's possible, John, that it backfired so badly last year and is also backfiring a little bit right now that it might not be worth the PR exercise?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm not in the minds of foodstuffs. So I don't know what they'll do, but... It would be a really interesting situation if they didn't follow suit, and would really underline many of the issues that, you know, my organisation and many others have been rabbiting on about for 2 years now, that there really is a lack of competition. Typically, where you have a competitor make significant cuts to prices, you'd follow suit so that you didn't lose market share. But there's a very real possibility we won't see that in this industry because, you know, it is so bananas.
We do have competition, don't we? We've got Costco, we've got The Warehouse significantly. Are people buying from The Warehouse?
We understand that increasingly they are, but there's still, you know, from the Commerce Commission's market study, there is still a preference to be able to go to a place where you can do your whole shop in one go. And The Warehouse is not quite there yet in terms of its offering. It doesn't offer everything that you can get at a supermarket.
Yeah, I suppose that would be true just for convenience. John, thank you for that. John Duffy, Consumer NZ CEO.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.